This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. Doran Dickerson here with Adam Crowley, Chris Mack, Colin Dunlap. They are on vacation, so we are sitting at the kids' table today. You have about two more hours of us left. It's 8 o'clock, and this hour is brought to you by Matthews International. International. Whoa, I couldn't say that. Mm. Matthews International, MATW.com/careers. Crowley, this weekend for me is really shaping up nicely. Today, I get to eat some turkey, some fried turkey, some smoked turkey, some traditional turkey, all the favorite sides that everybody loves except for stuffing. Mm-hmm. I get to watch football. Tomorrow, I get to come back on the show and be with my man, that is you, to close out the week. It's Friday. It's Black Friday. And also, I am traveling this weekend. And I'm not just traveling to this place. I am staying a couple days because I have some buddies down there that are driving up from Tampa, and some buddies that live there that want to hang out and catch up. And I'm going to Miami. Pitt plays Miami at 8 p.m. this coming Saturday to close out the season. If Pitt wins this game, they will be 8-4. I think that's a very salvageable season in my eyes. You know, obviously what you lost from last year, coming into this year, a lot of hype, hit some lulls during the season. But if you close this game out, you'll get yourself into a decent bowl game. You'll close the year out at 8-4, and I think that is a very positive note. But even more positive is that I will be staying in Miami from Friday to Monday. I love Miami. I haven't been there in years, but I absolutely love Miami. That was my destination spot. Like, it'd be probably, you know, about 3 weeks from now, 2 or 3 weeks from now, I would book my flight to Miami. I would book my stay. I would stay at the Fontainebleau Hotel, and I would book my tables wherever I was going to go, because that was my end of my football year hurrah. And I would stay there for about 2 weeks by myself. I was single at the time.
Oh, yeah.
And it was an unbelievable experience. Have you been to Miami?
I have been to Miami when West Virginia beat Clemson 70-33 in the Orange Bowl. And I'll tell you what, two things. One, the most beautiful people in the world I ever seen in Miami. Men, women, doesn't matter. Beautiful people walking all around South Beach. So that's one. Two, I broke a guy's nose in Miami. How about that?
How'd you do that?
It's not a cool story. I didn't punch him in the face or anything, but we were all drinking before the Orange Bowl, and a friend of a friend was in the porta potty. And what we had been doing is when someone was going to the bathroom porta potty, we were messing with the porta john, right? Shaking it back and forth and like jumping into it. Well, I jumped into it. My elbow went through like a plate on it. Bang, right in the nose. Blood everywhere. His nose was all crooked. He was pissed.
Oh, I'd be mad.
Yeah.
Dang.
See, I did the same thing everyone else did. It just had worse results.
I always feel like that happens to you. Like, you know, worse results. What did you just tell us a story yesterday? Something happened.
Oh, yeah. My Thanksgiving Day story.
Yeah, right.
I was in New York City for the Macy's Day Parade. We were going to go see the Grinch, who went back to the hotel room. Yeah, it was wonderful until I reached into the closet, busted my head off of a safe, started bleeding everywhere, and then my mom, a nurse, looks at me and passes out.
Oh my gosh.
So my dad had to call 911, and we had an ambulance come to our hotel in New York City to take my mom and myself to the hospital.
This guy.
Bad day for the Crowleys.
Well, Shelby, you say you're clumsy. I'm right there with you. Like, if anything bad can happen to me, it generally does.
Shelby, have you ever been to Miami?
Yeah, I went once.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So I'm going to Miami tomorrow for Pitt football, and I'm staying there until Monday. I haven't been to Miami in 5 years, but there was a time during my football career, my professional football career, where I would go there at the end of every single season. I would stay for 2 weeks, and I would have a, you know,
love that
eventful time. So you were there for, you were there one time?
Yes, just the once.
To, was it, you know, what were you there for?
Was I was, it business? It was a vacation. Tom and I took a trip, and I was underwhelmed because everything was so expensive.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm not normally one to say that about something, but when you shell out $20 for two Coronas, something's wrong.
You're so right with that. And the other thing, when I was at the Orange Bowl, $9 for the beers at the time for Bud Lights. When we
yeah,
were down
that's
on the where were we? We were on South Beach. And I also didn't realize until the next day, because I was so hammered that night, that the gratuity was already added in.
Oh, so you added more.
Mm. Oh, I
oh,
put
no.
huge tips on all these bills, and the gratuity was already built in.
Oh,
a lot of money spent.
I totally forgot about that, about the how expensive things
yeah.
are. I remember being at the Club Live. This is like 2011. I remember getting a Red Bull in vodka, and it was $24.
No.
And this was over a decade ago.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in trouble.
No, it's really expensive down there.
Really?
I wanted to have my bachelorette party down there, but I started to look at costs of stuff, and I couldn't reasonably ask all my friends to do all that. So we moved a half an hour north to Fort Lauderdale, and
okay.
it was just as fun.
I was just about to ask her that. I told you, I was like, I'm going to ask Shelby where her bachelorette party was. So it's Fort Lauderdale. That's definitely
yeah.
more of the means. Like that
yeah,
is,
it
it's
was
about,
way better.
What, 40 minutes away?
Yeah.
Tame, much more tame.
Much more tame. But Fort Lauderdale's starting to pop, though.
Yeah. I'm a beachy pool person. I wanted a pool and beach time and warm weather. So that's where we went.
Now, are you guys the type of people where you know that you're going to a warm place, you know you're going to a beach, and about maybe a month or 2 months out, you start to diet and you're like, I got to watch what I eat because, you know, I got to put a bathing suit on. I got to look good whenever, you know, I got to show the guns off or whatever. Are you guys those people that will like diet and work out hard before you go away on a vacation to a beach?
I mentally commit to that, but
yeah,
physically
same.
Do not.
Same here.
I have high expectations for myself and fall very short.
Same here. That's exactly where I'm at. I like, you know what? I'm going to get myself ready. I mean, I obviously knew that I was going to Miami for a long time now. And I'm like, I'm going to get myself ready, get myself in back somewhat shape about a month before I go. I haven't done a thing.
What do I need a six pack for, Doran? Who am I trying to impress?
Six pack of beer.
I mean, I walk in and see my friends, right? Let's say I go to the beach and we get off the beach. No one's going to be like, hey, buddy, ooh, look at that six pack.
Yeah, but you know,
who
you
am
just
I impressed?
Feel better.
I feel fine. I feel better whenever I can eat my donut that I want or I can drink my
That's
beer.
That's true.
Like, now that I'm married and I don't know if
Right,
I'm...
there's no one to impress.
Right.
Who am I
what
out
about
there?
Yourself? You don't want to impress yourself?
I mean, I want to feel good, but if it doesn't happen, that's my excuse. I'm like, well, who am
right.
I trying to impress?
Yeah, whatever.
See, it's about the older we get, I found, you can tell me if I'm wrong, it's more about health for me. Like, I want to work out so that I can feel good and not die young, as opposed to whenever I was a single man in college. Well, I mean, I never had muscles in my life, but I at least gave it a shot.
Oh, man. No, I'm excited. I can't wait to go to Miami. I haven't been there in years.
You can get into shape in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
That's true.
You were telling me that the other day.
2 weeks, yeah.
You pick up like 6 weights and bang.
Yep. Right back at it. Muscle
sure.
memory. So that's where I'm at. Shelby, you know what? I threw this question out a couple weeks ago, and I don't remember what Crowley's response was, but I'd like to throw it out there again.
Mm-hmm.
Say we're in January,
okay.
and it's the week of the Pro Bowl, and say that they need an alternate player, and the only alternate player on offense, let's stick with offense, the only alternate player on offense that the Pro Bowl committee could pick is somebody from the Pittsburgh Steelers. Who would that person be of the Pittsburgh Steelers offense that you'd be like, hey, they're going to play in the Pro Bowl this year?
Goodness.
It's tough.
You know what? I would honestly pick George Pickens because he has shown the most splash this season on offense. And if you're trying to get people to come look and come watch and have someone that people want to pay attention to, that's who I'd go with. Not because he's put together some incredible rookie year. I mean, it's just been difficult on offense, but for the wow factor alone, I think he'd be a good fit.
Yeah, he's the only person that like really has done something significant whenever he gets the football. Mm-hmm. And I've gone back and forth. Mine personally, before we get to yours, Crowley, would probably be Freiermuth. I mean, that's a biased pick of mine. He's been, I think, the most consistent. I mean, it's a really hard question to really think, go through the whole entire offense and be like, I don't know. Who do you got?
No, I think it's a really good question for that reason, Doran. I mean, Pat Freiermuth's, I think, inarguably a top 10 tight end this year statistically, and he's had some wow moments as well. But I saw on ESPN's Monday Night Football promo where they run the graphics. First it was, it's Mike Tomlin against Jeff Saturday. Okay. And then the other promo was Pat Freiermuth. It said Pat Freiermuth was the pictured Pittsburgh Steeler. And I'm sorry, like, that ain't getting the people going.
Yeah.
It just isn't. I like Shelby's answer from a, hey, you want to watch someone do something that you might have never seen before, George Pickens?
That's generally what the promo is about. Especially this year, now that it's going to be like all skills competitions and stuff
like that.
Isn't that, am I right on that?
Yes, they're not Pro Bowling anymore.
It's not a game.
See, I mean, Pro Bowl's so far away from right now, but whatever. I said, what was it, last year that they played in Vegas, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was last year. I said, because nobody watches a Pro Bowl. It's terrible anymore. I mean, and obviously, you know, you just said that they're moving to a skills competition. I suggested that because the NHL All-Star Game was at the same time in Vegas, that they kind of switch. Like, they throw some guys on the ice, some hockey players do some football competitions. They do a flag football game with hockey players and football players. I'd watch that.
I've sent one tweet that has gone viral in my entire life, and I said, instead of the Pro Bowl, you should take the worst two teams in football and make them play for the number one pick.
That is a great.
I love that.
Let's go.
That
the toilet
good.
Bowl or whatever. I don't care what you call it.
That's great right there.
And then you give everyone a game check, right? Because why would anybody want to play in that? They're going to get their replacement draft. Give them a game check. They got money.
Yeah. Yeah, Shelby, how are things going with you today? Good?
Fine, yeah.
You working hard?
I enjoy being with you guys.
You working hard over there?
Yeah.
Are you?
Very hard.
When are you off?
At noon.
Okay, good.
When are you off?
When the second you say your last word.
When's the first time you're going to crack open a beer today?
40 minutes after you say your last word? We're making that Florentine. Yeah, exactly.
Do you take naps?
Not today.
Do you usually take naps after the show?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you take a nap every day?
Not really.
Really?
I know. I'm all wired up still.
I'm wired, but no, I'm not.
In like a dead way.
Yeah, right.
Like
I'm
the living
punch
dead.
Drunk.
Yeah.
Yes. Slappy.
Yes. Do you take naps?
When I work early like this, I have to.
Yeah.
You napping today?
No, I won't be able to. As much as I wish I could have like a comatose food nap, but it's one of those things where you think like, oh, you get off at 10 a.m., noon, you have the whole day ahead of you. And it's like, yeah, to a degree, but I'm just so useless after the fact that I wind up taking a nap and waking up at like 5 p.m. anyways. And it's just as if I've worked a normal, you know, 9-to-5 work day.
Well, Shelby, we appreciate you stopping in. We're going to talk to you one more time.
Yes.
One more time, and then we'll close out the show. Thank you, Shelby.
Thank you, guys.
Crowley, what do we have next?
I don't know. Did we write anything down?
No.
Okay.
We're just going to wing it, huh? Chicken wing it?
That's where we are today.
Turducken wing it?
Turducken wing it. I got six legs.
I want to try turducken so bad.
Well, what's not to like? Turkey, chicken, duck. Duck is good.
Do you like duck?
A little greasy.
I like duck.
I love duck. Have you ever had gator?
Oh, yeah. Gator's good.
Yeah, gator is good. You'll be down
I've
in Florida.
I've cooked gator.
Have you?
Yes.
Smoked it?
Yep.
Damn.
Yep. It's
here?
Pretty good. Yep.
Salem's?
Nope.
Yeah, you should say yes anyway.
Yep. Frog legs?
Never.
You got to try some frog legs.
Who was telling me that the other day? It might have been you.
No, it was. Was it Mac?
No. You know who it was? Lee Sterling.
That's
Lee
right.
Lee Sterling was talking about frog legs.
Key lime.
Mm-hmm.
Key lime pie.
Key West key lime pie, baby.
All right. We'll turducken it again next here on Fan Morning Show.
Yeah, something will happen. Yeah! Fan headlines powered by Bowser Chevrolet, your Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters. The Penguins win last night 2-1. They defeat the Calgary Flames in Evgeny Malkin Day at PPG Paints Arena. And Evgeny Malkin scored in the shootout to give the Penguins that victory. Today, starting at noon, we'll have Westwood One's coverage of all the NFL football. that you want on your turkey day. Check that out on your Odyssey app, AUDACY, your Odyssey app. Fan headlines powered by Bowser Chevrolet, your Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters.
Happy Thanksgiving, football fans. FanDuel is here for you, ready to make it a Thanksgiving to remember. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge, America's number one sports book. How about this? When you bet NFL same-game parlays from now through November 28th, all customers get up to $100 in free bets, win or lose. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 93.7 The Fan, hooking you up when you find an NFL same-game parlay or a same-game parlay plus of at least $20. The bigger the bet, the more you get back in free bets. NFL same-game parlay is perfect way to juice those odds in your favor. Combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payday. Build your own. Choose from one of the popular same-game parlays pre-built for you in FanDuel's top-rated sportsbook app. However you play, get up to $100 in free bets, win or lose, when you bet an NFL same-game parlay of four legs or more. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. 21.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Plus, the President PA bonus issued is non-withdrawable free bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max free bet, $100. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yes, yes, yes. The Fan Morning Show is presented by Matt Merce Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Solutions family. Fan Hotline is presented by Nemecolon. Around every corner, Nemecolon creates real life magic for guests. Crowley.
Yeah.
You're taking off December 1st?
Don't you do this.
I didn't know that. You told me that earlier. It was the first time you told me that. I mean, you're just going to randomly take off that day. I really want to get your opinion on that day and what that day has meant to you over the years. And I'm really curious to why you're just going to take off from your radio show that you do a fantastic job in.
Oh, don't you,
on that day.
Don't you get me with the flattery here, Doran Dickerson. It's because I'm working today and tomorrow. I didn't want to do that, but I didn't want to leave you hanging, so here I am. And then I wanted to take off a couple days. You know, need to recharge the batteries before you get the holiday time, Steelers season, right? So I took those 2 days off. It just so happened to be December 1st, which has no meaning for me in my life.
None.
I haven't thought about it once.
If you could think back, not a decade ago, but about
15 years ago?
Jeez. Yeah, 15 years. My math is right. 15 years ago. What do you think you were doing? Were you in college yet?
I was not in college. I was in high school. I watched it with my buddy who was a Pitt fan at my place in Mount Lebanon. And after the game, he ran around the block probably 6 or 7 times. He wound up tripping, falling, scraping his knee. I wish he had suffered a concussion. And, well, the football program's never really recovered. So, yeah, things are great.
Wow.
Never think about it. I'm so happy I'm not working that day.
Oh, I would give it to you the whole entire
show. I know.
The whole show.
I know. I can't. I'm really happy. It was not on purpose, but it works out fine.
Is Rich Rodriguez a real candidate?
Well, I mean, if they fire the damn guy.
Right, so say they do. Let's play hypothetical in that scenario. Like, is Rich Rodriguez a real candidate that they might look at or might make a phone call to?
I'm sure they would call him, yeah.
Yeah, really?
I think they'd call him. Another couple of guys, the Georgia offensive coordinator, Munkin, is a name that I was told. Actually, Colin told me that. Colin's still really tapped in with the West Virginia money people. And he said that the Georgia OC is a guy that they've considered. Bill O'Brien, another name.
I like that.
That has come up. I would like Bill O'Brien. I mean, I thought he did a great job at Penn State, given gestures wildly, all of that. And I don't think he was built for the NFL. I don't think he did a terrible job with Houston, though. I mean, frankly, did he coach you?
Yep.
You like Bill?
Oh, yeah. I have a good story.
On-air story?
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Well, I mean, no, I think that would be a great call for West Virginia. And I've been saying this all along, all joking aside, they need a splash guy. They need a name that can draw recruits. They don't need a Munkin, an offensive coordinator, who to for the first time of being a head coach is going to be at WVU. Like that, I think that you don't need to go down that route again.
You can't guess.
No.
You need to know.
You got
to
be right.
Yes.
You have to be right in this scenario, if this is the scenario. But I remember Aaron Hernandez, obviously we all know who he is. He was late for practice, and Bill Belichick sent him home. And it was like my second week in New England, and I was there for his insurance just in case something happened, which, all right. So I, that practice, had to take over all of his plays, and I barely knew the offense at this time. It was a very complex offense. Bill O'Brien was the offensive coordinator, and he called me into his office before practice. He's like, don't F this practice up. And I'm like freaking out. I'm like, I have to like, you know, have cheat notes on my gloves just to see and know what I'm doing. And I remember running a route in practice, and it was the exact route that was on paper. And I ran, it was like a little 5-yard out route, and I sat down. And Tom looked at me and like looked away real quick and threw it out of bounds. And then Tom's like flailing at his arms, and then Bill O'Brien's like, Thorne, get out. And I'm like, oh, did I mess that up? I know I didn't mess that up. I knew I was running the out route. That's what I'm supposed to run there. I studied it 1,000 times. So I went up to Bill O'Brien, and I was like, and we used to call him Tea Kettle because he would just lose his mind all the time. We would call him Tea Kettle. We didn't call him Coach, nothing. We didn't call him Bill. We called him Tea Kettle because he would just freak out all the time. And it was like a dead period in practice. I was like, hey, Coach O'Brien, like, why did I get taken out? I thought I ran that route right in the last period of practice. He was like, well, what was the play? I was like, it was something X burger or something. I was like, I ran the out route. He was like, what did Tom say? I was like, Tom didn't even like look at me and talk to me. He was like, well, you just do what Tom wants you to do. And I was just like, wait, what? Like, so in that moment was when I realized that Bill O'Brien wasn't really the offensive coordinator. Like, Tom wanted me to do something else totally different that was on the sheet. I know that that isn't like a wow story, but it was just that moment in my life whenever I was a young football player that Bill O'Brien was just calling plays and Tom was altering every single play, and you had to be on the same page with Tom or you just wouldn't be in there. And he was like, well, you have to do what Tom wants you to do. And I was just like, wow. And then literally about a couple weeks later, Bill O'Brien's name was thrown around for Penn State, and he was like, you know, denouncing it. I know, I'm still here. And then a week after that, guess who pops up and is a consultant, quote unquote consultant, on our team, and just got fired, was Josh McDaniels. He shows up in the building, so we're all like, oh Bill.
Man.
So then they call a meeting, and he's like, yes, I'm going to take the Penn State job. No, I'm not getting any of your family members any jobs at Penn State. So don't even ask me. He was always like on tilt like that. But then Josh McDaniels ended up calling most of the plays that year. We ended up going to the Super Bowl and losing to the Giants the second time.
Man.
But just that transition there too, him getting the call at Penn State whenever I was there, him going to Penn State, Josh McDaniels getting fired from Denver, and then showing up on the coaching staff knowing that he was going to be the offensive coordinator again.
Did you think McDaniels was a good OC?
He was kind of like Bill O'Brien, do what Tom does.
Yeah.
You know, we'll call the plays, but they'll be altered.
Man, it's so wild to me, not to go down like a crazy wormhole here, but Belichick's assistants always get yanked away. And from an offensive standpoint, I always thought, okay, that's fine, but you had the greatest quarterback of all time. Of course you're going to look good coordinating that offense.
Right, right.
It never really made all that much sense to me. The defensive guys, you want to learn from Belichick? I mean, even before Belichick became an NFL head coach, what he was able to do to Bill Walsh, what he was able to do as a Giants defensive coordinator. I mean, this is a guy, I would take all of his defensive assistants right. and just keep throwing him against the wall. But the offensive guys, I mean, we're seeing it with McDaniels now.
He did a fantastic job. We talk about this with Tomlin before we go to a break. He did a fantastic job of never butting in on offense. Like, it was literally Tom's offense and the offensive coordinator. I'd never seen him in the offense. Bill Belichick, I've never saw him in an offensive meeting. Never give his influence nothing. He was like, listen, I'm all defense and head coach. You guys on offense, you take care of your stuff. And obviously it worked. They kept it in Tom's hands. All right, coming up, Tomlin, he's facing the day of the week coming up Sunday. We're excited to talk about that, aren't we, Crowley? That's coming up next on the Fan.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Morning show. Duncan, the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Doran Dickerson here with Adam Crowley, Chris Mack, Colin Dunlap. They're off. Kids are running the show. Mike Tomlin facing Jeff Saturday in the Indianapolis Colts. I said on Sunday, but it's actually on Monday.
It is.
Monday night game.
Jeff Monday.
You know what? The Steelers and Mike Tomlin this year, obviously, Jeff Saturday, and that was a big deal whenever that happened. You know, him being head coach, getting that call, not having any head coaching experience, and guys on the staff probably deserving of that role more than him. Guys like Reggie Wayne, who's a wide receivers coach, probably more deserving than him. But they needed a splash. And, you know, in ways, Jim Irsay, you know, he's a little bit ahead of the game. A great PR move. You get people engaged. I know I watched that first game against the Raiders. They end up winning. They end up beating the Raiders. And they almost just beat the Eagles. And, you know, Jeff Saturday, he's just a figurehead. It's not like he's calling plays or doing anything. Everybody's still in their same spots. But, you know, a little bit ahead of the game, Jim Irsay was with the Jeff Saturday hire. But this is interesting to me, and we brought this up a little bit throughout the season. You know, Mike Tomlin this year, his losses to first-year and second-year head coaches have been a little alarming to me. I mean, let's go through the list. You have Robert Saleh, what's he in the second year?
Yeah.
You have McDaniel, first year. What other games are there? I'm hold on. Let me pull this up.
This is where we need Mac and his stupid schedule. Yeah. We miss you, Mac.
Right. Schedule. Oh, give me a break. The Eagles, Sirianni, second year.
Mm-hmm.
Byron Leftwich. No. Todd Bowles, he's in his first year back as a head coach. Sorry. And that's about, but still, this year, he has gone into games where you think that he would have the upper hand, where you think that his veteran presence would have the upper hand, and just him winning games as being a head coach, and he hasn't. Now he's going into this game on Monday against Jeff Saturday, a team that is kind of believing, right? Matt Ryan, I mean, kind of believing, getting another opportunity to really probably close out his career. You know, Jeff Saturday, as I said, he's 1-1 as a head coach. He has nothing to lose. That team has nothing to lose. I mean, you would think that this matchup of Mike Tomlin and Jeff Saturday on Monday would be definitely on Mike Tomlin's side, and I'm just rating him out. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, Indianapolis been a tough out. I mean, they took the Eagles down to the wire. The Steelers got smoked, of course, by Philadelphia, and he won his first game, albeit against the Las Vegas Raiders, which, I mean, they're just a dumpster fire. But Mike Tomlin lost a playoff game to a chair. I mean, you didn't have the head coach of the Cleveland Browns there for that game. And Mike Tomlin loses a playoff game whenever Cleveland's going through hell. If he were to lose to Jeff Saturday, fairly or fair or not, I think it's an awful look.
Oh, yeah.
It is. I mean, Mike Tomlin's been in the league since 2007, and Jeff Saturday has been coaching high school football, and he's been a consultant. And, hey, I understand that Jeff Saturday was a very good player in the league and a smart guy and a respected guy. And I thought a really good TV analyst. But You can't be losing to that guy. And if you do, it sure as hell can't look like you're out schemed.
Right.
You cannot put that out there. Because right now, I haven't sensed a ton of people in Pittsburgh calling for Mike Tomlin's job or anything like that. We've got the occasional few, no doubt about it. But I don't think any reasonable people are calling for Mike Tomlin's job. Now, I guess I did say I'd fire him to get Sean Payton, but who's to say I'm a reasonable person? I think if you lose to Jeff Saturday, some of that comes out. I think most of the ire right now is on Matt Canada, even though Mike Tomlin hired Matt Canada. I think a lot of people understand the roster limitations, even though Mike Tomlin had a say in the roster. I think a lot of people understand that you got a rookie quarterback or Mitch Trubisky. And so they're giving Mike Tomlin a little bit of a pass to have his first losing season. I think a lot of people know it's okay. They don't love it, but it's okay. You lose to Jeff Saturday, though, that's a bad look.
You know, it's one thing to be backed in a corner personally, just by yourself as an individual, and figure out a way to get out of it. But whenever you're backed into a corner from other people's faults, that causes tension. And it's really hard for me to believe that there's not tension down there in the South Side with Matt Canada and Mike Tomlin. I mean, there has to be discussions where almost every single day, probably at the same time, they sit there and he's probably like, what are we doing this week to get a win? You've said it multiple weeks and nothing has transpired. I gave you this opportunity and I need you to come through with it, because not just your job is on the line. My job might be on the line as well. Might, that's a very small might, but still, you don't even want that being out there.
Right. And I would think, and we've talked about this before, but when Mitch Trubisky comes out two games in questioning play calling, when Chase Claypool's questioning play calling, when Deontay Johnson's questioning it, when Mason Cole's also questioning it, that was early in the season. Well, they haven't gotten any better on offense. And now you've got the opposition saying, yeah, we know what the Steelers are going to do. I can't imagine that the players in the locker room respect Matt Canada. And if they think about it, and maybe they don't allow themselves to go down this path, but if they think about it, if you don't respect Matt Canada, in a way you shouldn't respect Mike Tomlin. Because not only did Mike Tomlin bring the guy in, I think that's forgivable in their sense, but he also should have fired him at the end of last year, didn't, allowed him to bring in all of his people, and he also hasn't fired him this season when everybody knows he's a big problem. So I think if the players would allow themselves to think about it, they could start connecting the dots back to Mike Tomlin. And we could see Mike Tomlin lose a locker room maybe for the first time in his Steelers career.
Yeah, that'd be tough. And I tell you what, from experience, that is not the situation you want to be in as anybody, because it's in the air and nobody wants to be there. Everybody's just looking towards the end of the season, looking to book their flights to Miami. Honestly, you just don't want that. All right, we're going to close out the third hour of the show next on the Fan Morning Show.
Yeah! Uruguay and Korea, 0-0 the score in the 43rd minute. If you're looking for a World Cup update, we've got Trey Essex joining us, Doran and me, Crowley, at 9:30. You can listen to that on your Odyssey app, AUDACY, your Odyssey app. At noon, also on your Odyssey app, we got Westwood One's coverage of all the NFL games today on Thanksgiving. Fan headlines powered by Bowser Chevrolet, your Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters.
Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township, or visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. Crowley, I'm really rooting for you today. I'm rooting for your stuffing. I'm rooting for your Thanksgiving to be smooth. I'm rooting for you to have a couple beverages. Mm. I'm excited for you. And you know what? Now, guess what we're going to do? Okay. What are you rooting for? I'll go first here, Crowley. I'm rooting for all the dads out there today. And I'm rooting for them and their favorite recliner, because it is their day. This is the best day for the recliner chair, the big flat screen TV, and to sit there, maybe doze off a little bit. Your belly's full. Maybe you had a couple beverages. You're feeling great. Football is on. That recliner is in its best use today. I am rooting for all those dads out there that are going to get that best use out of their recliner after they stuff their bellies, after they drink whatever they want, after they have some pie. I'm rooting for all those guys.
I'm kind of with you here, buddy. I'm rooting for sweatpants on Thanksgiving. When I was younger, it used to be a big, let's dress up. It would be cold. You'd wear a pea coat, maybe a scarf. God, I'm such a sissy. And you'd wear the button down. No tie, but you'd wear, like, maybe the nice pants. The older I get, the more I realize I need that room. I need to feel good. It's so easy not to feel good on a gluttonous day such as this. So I'm rooting for everyone out there to get on board with me. Doesn't matter what you look like. Family's going to love you anyway. Go with the sweatpants on Thanksgiving. Rooting for sweatpants, baby, on this turkey day.
Sweatpants and slippers. That's all me. All day long. What are you rooting against? I'm rooting against people who overdo it on leftovers. Like, I mean, people come to my house and, you know, obviously we make three turkeys. I've said that all show. But sometimes people overdo it with the leftovers. I watch everybody take leftovers because I want to make sure that I have leftovers myself.
Absolutely.
I think the move is here, Crowley, is for me to just go first with the leftovers, throw my bag to the side, put it in the garage fridge, and know that that's out the way. Because before I know it, there's never nothing left. And then I'm sitting here tomorrow with no turkey, no mashed potatoes, no mac and cheese, no pie, nothing. And it's just a one-day thing for me. I'm rooting against those people who just overdo it. And I know a bunch of them. I do.
Do you make a sandwich the next day, or do you just put it all back on the plate and heat the plate up and go from there?
I do both. I do another plate just so I can relive my experience of Thanksgiving. And then I do the sandwich probably midday, and that is my day.
Thanksgiving, the day after, Black Friday is a wonderful day because you think all year, I do, about Thanksgiving dinner. You think all day on Thanksgiving leading up to Thanksgiving dinner, and you get to kind of relive it without all the nonsense the next day. And that brings me to what I'm rooting against. No political talk. Rooting against political talk. Don't do it. Nobody needs to do it. I don't need, oh, Joe Biden's America. Don't care. Shut up. Not a big deal. Let's just today eat food, drink beer, drink whatever, do whatever, but make it about family and fun. I don't care what your political affiliation is. Check it at the door, baby. And the other thing, if I got the Lions, I don't need you telling me you got the Bills.
Right.
Just as bad as political talk to me. We're all family on this year Thanksgiving.
I totally agree with you. What's the percentage in your mind that you think fights happen between family members on Thanksgiving?
I'd say in 40% of households, there's probably like a legitimate argument. If not higher, that might be low.
Do you think it's predetermined in some cases? Like people are like, man, I can't stand Sally. She's coming. I haven't seen her in a year. I'm going to start something with her.
Yes. I think you can predict who's going to get into it beforehand. Like, Jimmy voted for so-and-so in this last election, and Sally, well, she voted the other way. Like, you know, and they're very opinionated. They can't just leave it. But you know coming in. I don't know that they know, but I think everyone else knows who the hot button people are going to be.
Right.
Yeah.
It happens all the time. It happens at every household. All right. That is. Yes, it was. Crowley, you know, we haven't really dove into the games today.
Let's go.
We really haven't. We talked some Steelers. We talked some other nonsense. But we really haven't dove in to the three football games being played today. Lions, Bills. Then you have Giants, Boys. And then you have Vikings and, I'm losing it. Who's the Vikings?
Patriots.
The Patriots.
This is like Doran Dickerson Day.
I know. It really is.
It's funny, man.
I'm going to have to switch my shirts throughout the whole entire day.
Half the teams playing are Dickerson squads.
They are. Actually, Lee Sterling, his, you know, the picks that we do yesterday, about every single pick I played for. So we picked Pitt. There was the Titans. There was the Patriots. There was, who else? The Bills, the Lions. I can't remember.
Who the hell did I play for?
I got cut 1,000 times. I had to go to new teams all the time. You know, I mean, it was such a terrible feeling to get cut. It really was.
And Doug Whaley cut you.
Doug Whaley had to cut me. Because you just think that it's over.
Every time you got cut, you were like, I'm done.
Yeah, I was like plan B. You know what I would do, honestly, before we go? Every time I got cut, and the very first time I definitely got cut, I would call EJ Borghetti and be like, I need a plan B. And he would always take me out to lunch, and we would sit down and discuss what I could do outside of my career in football every single time.
That is a touching story.
Yeah, every single time.
Wow.
And now look.
And now look where you are.
Fantastic, right? Got to plan ahead. Two steps ahead, right?
I like my view a lot better than you have to like yours.
Oh.
You're looking at me.
I'm getting paid for it, so whatever.
Damn right.
All right, coming up, Shelby Cassese. We're going to get her thoughts on these games. We're going to play a little game with her, too, a little betting game. The loser's going to have to do, we'll figure it out with these games today. We'll see who Shelby likes in the matchups today. Coming up on the Fan Morning Show, here is some weather. Highs today in the mid-50s. Fan weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet for a great deal or a great deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle and great service. You'll find it at Sun Chevrolet.
That's the weather.
Hit the button, Crowley.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.